From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Chief Mike Pompeo is in Seoul for talks with South Korean intelligence officials as top Washington officials continue to express deep concerns about North Korea's nuclear weapons development program. Pompeo arrived in the South Korean capital over the weekend and met with the head of the National Intelligence Service and high-level presidential aides. Their meetings occurred hours before Pyongyang declared Monday that in the face of new U.S. pressure for U.N. sanctions against the North, it would speed up its nuclear deterrence at the maximum pace. North Korea conducted another missile test Saturday in a string of launches, as Seoul and Washington say, was a failure. Protesters in the United States and around the world have marked International Workers' Day, also known as May Day, with rallies and demonstrations. But from France to Turkey, some of the events turned violent. In Istanbul, police fired tear gas on demonstrators rallying in Istanbul's Taksim Square, the scene of past bloody May Day crackdowns. Police arrested more than 200 people Monday. Things were more cheerful in Russia, with more than 100,000 people marching in Moscow. In France, the government deployed 9,000 police in various parts of the country to keep protesters of the two main candidates, centrist Emmanuel Macron and nationalist Marine Le Pen, apart. U.S. President Donald Trump, in an interview Monday, asked why the Civil War occurred in the 19th century. The history of the bloodiest war on U.S. soil is taught to school children across the country, but Trump remarked, people don't realize why there was the Civil War. This is VOA News. The White House on Sunday defended President Donald Trump's invitation to his Philippine counterpart to visit Washington. Trump's chief of staff, Ryan Priebus, said the need to fortify an Asian alliance against North Korea's growing military threat outweighed concerns about President Rodrigo Duterte's deadly domestic crackdown on drug trafficking. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, said Monday he hopes Trump will send a very clear and undiluted message to Duterte, but stopped short of calling for the meeting to be canceled.
In terms of the invitation to the White House, my hope is that the President of the United States will convey this deep sense of alarm about the apparent shirking of the obligations under law to subject any alleged violator of the law to the normal process that should be undertaken. So we will wait to see what comes out of that meeting, but I hope the message will be very clear and firm on this.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein. Today's May Day, a day when many countries celebrate workers. The International Labour Organization says in sub-Saharan Africa, about three-fourths of all laborers work without contracts. Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi on the struggles these workers continue to face.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta pledged to tackle high unemployment during his speech at the annual May Day celebrations. 100 metres away, 31-year-old Christine Dunge continues with her work selling sodas and snacks. She has been a street vendor at this public park in central Nairobi for several years. She says these days getting a job is hard. I have decided to employ myself so that I can survive. In his address Monday, President Kenyatta announced that Kenya will be raising its minimum wage by 18%. The crowd cheered, but analysts say policies like raising the minimum wage won't help the majority of the workforce. According to the Kenyan government's 2017 economic survey, 833,000 jobs were created last year, but less than 20% of those jobs were in the formal sector. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Human Rights Watch is accusing Syrian government forces of using deadly nerve gas on four occasions in recent months, including the April 4th chemical attack on Khan Sheikhoun. I'm Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.